1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
A Pew study says 39% of people who identify as either seldom or never praying and not having a religious affiliation are praying now. Oh, now you're going to hit your knees. And yeah.
Well, you know. Good.
And animals are stressing, too.
What?
CBS Boston reports that veterinarians are seeing a spike in calls about odd pet behavior. I don't know if that means pets are stressing. I think people are stressing, and they're sort of transferring it to their pets.
There you go. That's a more sane explanation. A deer wandering around the woods isn't stressed out about coronavirus, well, nor is a bear or a trout or a raccoon.
I did say pets.
Okay.
Veterinarians are seeing a spike in calls about odd pet behavior, particularly getting into things they shouldn't. Dr. Heidi Sutcliffe says surfing counters, getting into the trash, destructive behavior, pent-up energy not...
That's Tuesday for Roscoe.
I was going to say, how's Roscoe? All these sound like Roscoe things. Down.
He actually has been really mellow. I think he might be depressed even.
Really?
Are you sure he's not just extra happy or relaxed because the house is a little more busy for him? He's not home alone?
Well, he stayed at another house last week, and they have another dog. And
what?
I think he...
Is this like a dog play date?
Yeah. He was... I think he was really happy with the other dog. And now he's home.
Moping.
And he seems like he's bummed out because he's not around the other dog. He misses the other dog.
So you're a disappointment now that you're home again.
Right.
Bummer. Bummer for Roscoe.
Dogs are pack animals.
Usually when we pick them up, I mean... His whole body is wagging. He's wagging so hard and happy to see you. And he was just kind of like, he got in the car. And
did you hear the story about the dog who sprained its tail? It was wagging it so hard with its owner home during the corona problem?
No.
Yeah, we had that story last week.
Really?
Yeah, there was actually a news story. There was video of it. The dog had like happy ass or something they called it. When you're that happy. Well, could a milk bone solve this problem for Roscoe?
He seems to be getting every day more back into his routine. Mm-hmm. You know,
he's up on the cupboard and eating a pan of brownies or lasagna.
That's what I don't want him to back to that.
Is that counter surfing when they're on the counter?
I think so. But he has been getting a lot of walks and runs and things because everyone's home and everyone's going out for a walk
looking
here,
for
a run
to do,
there.
Take the dog with you.
Yeah. Sure. So he is getting more exercise than usual.
Yeah, it was Rollo the dachshund who strained his tail.
So the way they have to put it in a sling or something?
Rollo's owner, Emma Smith, posted about the dog's injury. According to Smith, she noticed that Rollo's tail stopped working one day and brought him to the vet. The vet then told Smith that poor Rollo strained his tail because of excessive wagging.
Wow. Never heard of that.
I've seen dogs, like you said, wag their tails so hard their whole body is just rocking them. It's they're wagging so hard, it's just like they can't even hardly keep their balance, right? I know what you mean. I've
their
seen
back
that.
Feet
right.
Are
they're just
around.
Right. They're just so happy to see you.
That's why I love dogs.
Yeah.
Cats.
You don't get that. They look at you like, meh.
Right. What are you doing here?
Right.
As long as you're here, why don't you get me some?
I've never heard about any of those dogs, you know, injuring themselves. So
there must be ligaments right there that get stretched. That's a sprain, right? A
ligament. Rollo had wagged his tail so much because of all his favorite humans are working from home during the COVID-19 pandemic. I don't know what they did to remedy this.
Right. How do you keep a dog from wagging his tail? Do you just have to keep him unhappy?
Is there a cone you can put out his arse?
On pain relief, and his tail should be healed within a week. Yeah.
He's got to not get him excited.
Right, but as soon as he feels less pain, he'll be happy about right. it, and his tail will start wagging again. Yeah. And then,
right, how do you?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
This, right, exactly. This could be a. This is like turf toe. You just, yeah. You know, you just can't get rid of. You just have to rest.
Fasciitis.
Right.
Take a wag. Yeah, you're down for the count. But yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a nice problem to have a dog that's so happy that it hurts. He's so happy it hurts. But.
So are your pets happy you're home, or are they feeling the stress roll off of you?
I think
there's stories to back either one of those.
I think our pets are happy that people are around. Yeah. I think they're enjoying this. Not just being left home alone to look at each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Mother is usually home with the pet, with Roscoe, but she's working. So there's not, you know, he just lays there and she's working.
They're happy when that goes on, too. They're happy just to be around you.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about pets. They just want to have you around. Right. They just like you.
But with the kids home, there's usually someone messing with them somehow and doing something with them, you know. You just get left alone a lot.
Yeah, I feel cats are, like, bored by you.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Anything? Yeah.
They're more annoyed by you,
what,
I think.
What good are you?
Yeah.
Unless you can get them to chase a red dot around the room, but
maybe you get a cat because that's what you want.
Yeah.
That's what you're after. You know,
I think so.
Like, I don't want something that's wagging its ass and jumping up and down and whining every time I come through the door. I just want, hey, how you doing?
Right.
Yeah.
You can leave them alone.
Yeah, you can leave
cats alone for a long time.
That may be the attraction, right? Because it gives them more time to plan on how to eat you the first time you show a sign of weakness with this coronavirus. Yeah, they're watching during this corona outbreak. Trust me. But I think a dog will eat you too, right? I don't know why cats get this.
Sure.
A dog, when it gets hungry enough, will start to nibble.
Yeah, that's hungry enough.
Right.
Dogs will mourn an owner that's passed away.
Old Shep, right. He didn't eat his owner.
You know, they'll look for him, they'll sniff him, and they'll wonder what's up. Mm-hmm. And the cats will just launch into you. Hey, you're dead. Let's have a mouthful.
The sure. dog's like, hey, man, he's not even cold yet. Exactly. Eat now. While he's warm.
Well, before the juices coagulate.
Yeah, so as I'm taking my wreath down, you're right, Rock, there are more lights popping up.
Yeah. I'm seeing them around. I still have a little bit of Christmas lights up.
Hmm.
On the boathouse that I could turn on. They're just unplugged. They're still up. You can't really see them when they're not.
Would it look lame? Like, that is the lamest lighting of hope I've ever seen.
It would,
better just leaving them off.
It's like one strand.
Right.
Ink.
What's that? It's hope, man.
That's hope. That's to raise your spirits.
Yeah. For what? The white lights on the boathouse. They're
colored. They're different colors.
I could just turn the red and green lights on again, I suppose. Got red and green lights under the eaves of the house.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't changed the bulbs on the porch yet.
Yeah.
That's getting a little long, you know. It's April.
Now's the time where that's going to pay off. Fire them up.
Yeah, I'm out of the Christmas business. That's it. That was the last thing. Gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
And it's dark a long time, too, in all these cloudy days.
It's been cloudy for a week now. We have had a week of nothing but cloudy skies.
It's, you know, going to bed at 7. Yeah, it'll be dark in a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Usually by now, it's hard to shut your eyes until about, 8?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I can go to sleep. I'm tired. Well, doesn't matter. Middle of the day. Sun right in my face. No, and I'm tired. I'm done. All right. Enough of this depressing cloudy days, lame lights on the boathouse. Do we have a positive story somewhere? An uplifting story?
Dow lost 410 points Tuesday, closed its worst quarter ever. down 23.2%.
Why don't you proofread those before you just blurt them out?
Goats are taking over a town in Wales.
Okay, let's. All right.
Small town in quarantine has seen a spike in wild goats roving the streets. I suppose people aren't out, so the area's wild goats are emboldened. I didn't know that was a thing.
Wild goats?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's deer where I live.
Right.
It doesn't seem like they're more or less active now, but
I would
it doesn't
say that
matter. They were walking around looking at people mowing their lawn, so human activity doesn't bother them.
Laying under the tree, you have to honk the mower horn to get them to move.
Wild goats in Llandudno, Wales. Hanging around people's yards and gardens, eating whatever's in flower beds. It's a little early to have anything popping up there, isn't it?
I would think. But what do I know?
But they're chomping on people's shrubbery.
I thought that would be more uplifting than that. Like, and the goats have
returned.
Well,
if you like goats, you know.
Because we heard yesterday, the waterways in Venice are so clear you can see fish in them again, they're saying.
Really?
Which they haven't been able to see for years. Now, I don't know if that means 5 years or 20 years or
really?
Whatever.
So just like taking a couple of weeks off and the water's clear up?
The water cleared up that quickly.
Wow.
From just the...
Sure, they just don't have zebra mussels in there or something?
Rock! Message of hope! Come on!
Well, I don't want to see people get their hopes up and then have them crushed.
Right. Why? Normally that water's just like sewer water or what?
It sounded like it, yeah.
Yeah.
It did. It sounded like it was pretty murky. Like, yeah, don't touch the water.
What are those gondolas have, like, toilets on them? Or?
I don't know.
What? Romantic gondola ride.
Hi, honey, I'll be right back. I just got to go back to the head here. Is it gondola or gondola?
Gondola, I think.
Gondola, gondola.
I've heard both.
I think you take a gondola when you're skiing and a gondola when you're in Venice.
I got to go take a gondola back here. That's what I got to do. Yeah. You know, leave one behind.
Like, yeah. That's about right.
I'm going to go drop a gondola if you know what I mean.
Message of hope!